Television shows and film productions may soon be put on pause as thousands of workers with the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, or IATSE, cast their votes beginning today on whether to authorize a strike. This comes after studio producers in Hollywood failed to resolve contract disputes with the union. Amanda DeRui works as a camera assistant, and she says she's voting yes on the strike authorization to fight for more livable schedules.
I did a job last year where we did 3 months straight of 14 to 16 hour days. And it's just absolutely brutal because it puts you on a nocturnal schedule and you don't get to see your friends. You don't get to see your family, and your entire life revolves around the job, which turns you into an empty shell of a person.
Joining us now is Anusha Sakui. She's been reporting on this for the LA Times. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It has been no secret, Anusha, in the entertainment industry that for years, crew members have often had to deal with long days and at times unpredictable schedules. Why are these workers like Amanda speaking out now and demanding conditions change?
It seems to take its root from a couple of influences. One is the impact of the pandemic, and that has led to not only people sort of reevaluating their priorities, as many of us have, but it has caused a massive impact on production by causing backlogs and so therefore creating pressure on completing new deadlines. But also crews witnessed the studios throwing a lot of money at, you know, complying with new protocols, whether that was, you know, sanitization, new safety arrangements that were required, paying for sick time so that they could get tested. But now when they're asking for more time for themselves, shorter hours during the day, they supposedly can't afford it. So that's one element. And then the other element is streaming and how dominant that's become. And that streaming for crews pays at a discounted rate on productions compared to traditional broadcasts. And that has various impacts on their general compensation. And so they would also see, you know, streaming doing really well, and they want a part of that.
When we say crew, who are we talking about?
We're talking about the 60,000 members of IATSE, both on the West Coast but also nationally, who really sort of power the production. Anyone from a lighting technician to a costumer to a makeup artist to a hairstyler, anybody who's not a director or a producer, an actor or writer.
Along with working conditions, others are also concerned about wages. That's top of mind for Marissa Shipley, who is vice president of IATSE Local 871. She's also an art department coordinator who has worked on shows like Grace and Frankie. Let's listen.
As an art department coordinator, my contracted wage is $16.82 an hour, which is absolutely not a living wage in Los Angeles. And because we work freelance, I have to negotiate an above scale wage on every single project that I'm working on. And that becomes really exhausting to feel like you're having to prove over and over and over again your value and your worth.
How much can other crew members relate to Marissa and her concerns about wages?
Probably a lot. I couldn't put a number on it. Hers is one of a few jobs in crew that pay very close to California's minimum wage. But the average hourly wage is considered something like $57 an hour. But while some crew may be highly skilled, they might have to rent their own equipment to do their work, they'll often have to still work a lot of hours so that they can make ends meet and sort of reach those thresholds.
Negotiations have been going on for 4 months now. How have studios been responding to these demands from IATSE?
For the studio side, they're represented by the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. That includes anyone from, say, Walt Disney or Warner Brothers to Netflix and Amazon and Apple. They, for their part, have said they have made offers to increase wages and also pay something like $400 million to bridge a deficit that's expected in the health plan. But IATSE has called this strike authorization vote, which starts today, Friday, because they said that the AMPTP refused to negotiate and come back to the table on their latest counterproposal. So it seems like they're not willing to meet IATSE's demands.
What could this also mean for the average American and their favorite shows in the weeks and months ahead?
Well, you know, we would likely see a cessation of production for, you know, from coast to coast, really, on any major drama or other film production. It's possible you could have some reality shows that sometimes are used non-union crews. They're allowed to go ahead and work. Some pay TV productions for, say, HBO operate under a different contract, and so they could continue production. But I think it's, you know, likely to, you know, have further impact on some of the delays that have already affected features because, you know, union crews aren't replaceable.
Anousheh Sakhoui is an entertainment reporter for the LA Times. Anousheh, thank you so much.
Thank you.